You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour. We have had a great time tonight. And it's only going to continue now that Eddie the Bombardier Miller is on deck. This is the Political Cesspool Radio Program, Saturday evening, June the 13th. We're live, unrehearsed, and uncensored here at AM 1600 WMQM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network, simulcasted online to a global audience at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It is great to get back to a normal routine tonight. You know, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head how the last month of programming has gone. Good shows, undoubtedly, but a little topsy-turvy in terms of the format. You know, our typical routine is me and Keith for about an hour and a half, and then either a guest, and then Eddie comes on for the final hour. I think 4 weeks ago, I was out of town with my family, and so we did an hour live, and then we did a couple of taped shows for the second and third hour, which I don't mind doing on occasion because it just reminds people of how much value and treasure there is in our broadcast archives. And so that's okay. And then the week following that, which would be 3 weeks ago, I did an hour. Winston called in for an hour. I was on my way back to Memphis from the same family vacation. It spanned a little over a week, but covered two Saturdays. And then I got to the hotel in Ocala, Florida, and called into the studio from the hotel room for the third hour, where I interviewed Mark Weber. Then we had the show where we were live in the studio, and then the third hour, the power went out, and we lost the signal with my pastor. Last week, I was in for the first hour in the studio, had to leave. Eddie and Sam had a great, you know, listen, I was listening to the show last night, or last week, rather, as I was driving to my daughter's ballet recital. Eddie and Sam just had a hilarious second hour last week of live radio. Great radio, and it was good to have Eddie back. He was out for a few weeks doing some personal things on Saturday night himself. But for really the first time in about 5 weeks now, I guess it is, 4 or 5 weeks, we're having a normal, typical program the way it's typically set up. So it's exciting to do that, and I think we've had a great time tonight. One of the things we covered in last week's show was the great experience we had when Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby were in town. We went to visit Matt the Copperhead and attend his baptism in Missouri, and we talked a little bit about driving up there and back, and that was part of the fun during last week's show. You and Keith, Eddie, had a little in-town vacation a couple of days ago. Y'all went to Elmwood Cemetery, which is, I believe, other than it may be the cemetery with the most Confederate generals buried in it. It's right here in Memphis, Tennessee. You and Keith went to a presentation at Elmwood, and you wanted to tell us about that here at the top of the hour. So you and Keith went to Elmwood Cemetery. It was a Confederate-themed presentation. Fill us in on the details.
Second only to the cemetery in Richmond, Virginia, the number of Confederate generals that have been buried there. As a matter of fact, I believe that the general of generals, Nathan Bedford Forrest, was buried there at one time, but now he's buried at what's the name of that park, Jay?
Well, it was Forest Park. It's called Health Science Park.
Well, anyway, Keith calls me up one day, and we'll just say that Keith is very careful with money. We'll put it that way. I was stunned when Keith called me and said, "Hey, Eddie, I'll pay your way. Well, they get this great seminar on Confederate generals at Elmwood Cemetery. They're going to have lunch." Well, me and Keith went out there, man. I said, "I got to hot foot this because it ain't often you get something a dollar out of Keith." When we got there, there was no lunch involved, but me and Keith just had a wonderful time. I mean, you know, we have a brotherhood on this this show, and it's not fake. Just like what James just got through talking about. When Sam and Kurt were in town, we went up to see the Copperhead up in Missouri, had a wonderful time. That was a great, great brotherhood. I'll never forget that. There's no place like the Ozarks of Missouri and Arkansas. Well, anyway, at the end of the presentation, the professor from the University of Memphis fielded a question from the audience, and the question from the audience was, some Yankee said, you know, I've been down here in the South, and it seems like the Southerners are a lot more passionate about the Civil War than we are up North. And could you explain why that is? And the old professor, he just bungled. He just destroyed the question. So I raised my hand. I said,
you mean destroyed the question as in he didn't answer it properly, right?
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. He bungled it bad. So I chimed in. I said, well, here's why. The war was fought primarily, probably 90% on Southern soil. The atrocities committed against the people in the South were just off the scale in brutality and barbarism and to the point of being satanic. Matter of fact, General Sherman was the one that coined, we credit him with coining the term war is hell. He wanted to bring war to the very home and hearth of the people in the South. He wanted to bring war to the women and the children, the babies, the old men and the young boys. He wanted to just show them the utmost horror and pain. And that's exactly what he did.
And when you said all that, Keith woke up.
Yeah, Keith finally woke up. Keith slept through most of the stuff, the presentation. But in all honesty, we had a real hard time understanding the professor because he mumbled so bad. But, yeah, Keith woke up, and I said, well, women were raped in broad daylight. They turned these savage black soldiers loose with armed against the unarmed Southern populace. They used churches in the South to stable their animals just to rub salt into the wound. The atrocities committed on the Southern people were the same as the carpet bombing against the Germans in World War II.
So what did this guy say to all that? We know where you're going with
this. He was totally blank. He said, well, there's probably – see, he said something like, well, there's probably some legitimacy in what you said. I said, some legitimacy. I said that that's totally true. That's true. And Grant also, they wanted all out total war against the people in the South. They wanted to break the spirit of the South.
I don't mean to rush through this because I know you got a ton you want to cover this hour, and I want to make sure we get to as much of it as we can. But you set the record straight on that. You educated more than the professor. Now, you did go out to lunch after that, though.
We went out to lunch, yeah. Now, Keith, I was one up on him because he finally shucked out some money. It's really, I tell you, if you people know Keith, it's really hard to corner my brother Keith and make him pay for something. I mean, the dude, he squirms when he thinks he's going to get that billfold out. But I knew he'd been squirming, and lunch was not. This is
he
really
paid
funny.
Your way into the.
That's right.
He paid the presentation at Elmwood. That was $7.
And we were $7.
That's
buddy.
A lot of money.
That's like $150 to me and James for Keith. But you know, and Keith pays more taxes than me and James make. But lunch was supposed to be included. And this is what's really funny. Keith goes up and gets a sandwich, and the lady told him to put it down. That's not his sandwich. It's from somebody else who paid for the sandwich. And Keith says, "Well, I paid $7 to get in." She said, "Well, that covers the admission to the seminar. That doesn't cover lunch." You know, Keith was crestfallen.
When Keith comes to the radio station here, you know, he gives hell to the green room. You know, the attendant here at the station that furnishes the fruit and drinks and stuff. I mean, didn't you? You were the one who said that Keith eats more grapes than a gorilla.
Yeah, he eats more grapes than two gorillas, son. Well, listen, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you about. I let Keith get one up on me. I took him to our favorite restaurant, Stone Soup. We'll tell you about that when we come back from the break.
You paid for it.
Yeah, I'll pay for that. Keith went up to me in the end.
But listen, I mean, you can't have all of Keith's brilliance and be expected to pay. I mean, we should actually have to pay admission to be in his company, much less pay for his lunch.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
You know, I was talking at the opening of this hour about how the last 4 or 5 weeks have been off kilter in terms of people coming and going and trips and ballet recitals and things like that. So we haven't had a quote unquote. Every show's been good, don't get me wrong, but we haven't had a normal show. And it just dawned on me that this is the first time in over a month and a half that Eddie and I have been in the studio together. He came in as I was leaving last week, and he was on with Sam while I was driving and attending my daughter's ballet recital. And then for a few weeks prior to that, Eddie was attending to personal business on Saturday evenings. And so here we are. But anyway, we're going to get back down to issues and topics of importance. But before we do, you know, we do like to do this fairly regularly as well, give you a little sneak peek into what we do during the week in between Saturday evenings. And so Keith and Eddie last week attended this presentation at Elmwood Cemetery about the Confederate generals that are buried there, and then they went out to eat lunch. Now, quickly finish that story, Eddie. You're at lunch now with Keith. Y'all invited me. You're probably asking where I was. unlike my two elder brother-in-arms, I had to work. But y'all are at lunch. Finish the story.
Well, we get paid. Me and Keith inform the union, and James has to pay us. We make three times what he makes, so we can afford to take off. Yeah, me and Keith were there.
I was actually working on the show. You know, the savages who oppose us never sleep, and they're always finding new and inventive ways to try to stifle our freedom of speech, and so I was combating them with our web mistress. But anyway,
well, the beast never sleeps, and we try not to. But yeah, me and Keith went there to our favorite restaurant. I tell everybody, as you probably know, I train almost year round for marathons.
It's now, coincidentally, it's interesting, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but their favorite restaurant is immediately across the street. I mean, directly across the street from. What's it called?
Bow City.
Yeah, it's the homosexual church here. It is known as the homosexual church. So why? You know, so that's interesting.
It's in the heart in Munich, Germany. When I was on R&R, they had their Schwabing. We had our Haight-Ashbury. What is Haight-Ashbury? What is that? California. But yeah, it's right in the heart of the wacko center of Memphis. But they have a wonderful restaurant. If you're training for an Olympic triathlon, you want to eat here.
So what happened at lunch?
Well, we went in Keith, you know, I try to introduce Keith to some of my women friends I have there because, you know, I'm married. And Keith is kind of alert. He seemed like he gets really nervous when I tried to introduce him to some women. But we had a wonderful, wonderful lunch. Of course, I had a vegetable plate. Keith got the meat and the two vegetables, and he had to leave out of there early. I think Keith thought I was really going to force him to pay because he had to leave real early. He had to powder his turn. When you tell when Keith wants to get out fast, he says, "I have to go powder my nose." And that's always when the bill comes around, and we all get stuck with the bill. But here's why we can't.
I will tell you this now, Keith. Hey, now we come on.
Yeah, well, here's why
Keith gave us the great Christmas party at his house, and he paid for all that barbecue.
That's right.
That's more than a.
But we had to chip in $100 a piece.
No, we did not.
No, you know.
Yeah, he took Sam and Kurt out to breakfast. Hey, Eddie's just giving an undue hard time.
But here's why Sunboy didn't come, because Sunboy has never eaten a vegetable in his life. And by the way, when Sam and Kurt were here, they went to Stone Soup. That's the kind of like the national restaurant for the cesspool.
Yeah. And Sam liked it.
And Sam and Kurt both liked it. They had the freshest vegetables. They get organic from local grown people. But anyway, we had a wonderful time.
We spent 30 minutes talking about you and Keith now.
Well, if it wasn't for our cesspool families, I would literally go insane. Tonight with Danny and the children, and just recharge my batteries. Well, getting back, what do you want to talk about the Duggars now?
What I was going to say very quickly is, you know, in light of all of this trends, you know, basically the theme of the program tonight, this woman in Washington State pretending to be black, painting herself as a black woman, fashioning her hair as a black woman would, and pretending to be black so she could have economic advancement and be the head of her Spokane NAACP, and then of course this whole nonsense, and it's just utter nonsense of transgenderism. You were telling me earlier this week that you and I actually wrote it down. What you said, it's getting difficult for you to cope with the mass insanity.
You know, I was telling Danny before I came on the show, and honest to God, I kind of hated to have to come on the show in the way, because I was telling Danny, you know, Danny, I said sometimes I feel like me and James and Keith and Sam and, you know, and the Scoop and Matthew, we're on the Titanic and we're bailing water with a teaspoon. I feel like we're not getting anywhere. The mass, just the insanity and the Satanism.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know that you of all people know that's not true. You know how many people now our audience doesn't have the privilege of knowing, you know, the full extent of our numbers and. You know, listen, we were denounced by the United States Congress this year. Obviously, we're making a difference. You know that as well as anyone. We are making a huge difference on this show. And as we were talking about earlier, it's an illusion. This whole thing is an illusion.
Correct.
Controlled by the media, which is controlled by just a small few handful of people. They want to pretend that we're nobodies. They want to pretend that people who believe like us aren't numerous. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. But still, it is easy to believe in this illusion and to believe that we are a dying breed, those who think clearly on racial issues and think clearly on these issues are a dying breed. We're bombarded with every magazine, newspaper, you know, television show. But no, we are the majority. But it's easy to get lost and adrift in this sea of madness. And I just, you know, speaking of this, I show this to Keith. Keith talked about this briefly again. In your own words, Eddie, describe what you see. Keith did it a moment ago. Describe what you see in this ad of this ABC Family show becoming us.
Well, I'll just go back. And like I was telling James, this ad about this dad, it shows a kid about, I'm going to say, 9 years old and his dad. And he looks like the Don Johnson James has talked about. Fast forward to about 8 years later, the kid's about 17. And the dad is this sexual freak. And that's what he is. He's a freak. And people, this is nothing new. Like I was talking about earlier, this goes back to the Sodomites, to the Canaanites. It goes back to when people were passing their children through the fire, back worshiping, you know, Baal. It's Satanism. It's not insanity. It's no mental illness. It's pure, unadulterated Satanism. Devil worship. That's all it is. And the people that control this stinking magazine right here, the people that control the airways, they are Satanists. They worship a different God. The people that control ABC, NBC, that control Newsweek, and Vogue, and all these satanic magazines.
Vanity Fair with Bruce
Vanity
Jenner.
Fair. It is pure, unadulterated Satanism. And I was telling my wife the
other day. Is Bruce Jenner a woman?
Bruce Jenner is he's a Frankenstein. He has mutilated himself. He's turned himself into a Frankenstein. And what makes me, it just infuriates me, is the media, like James pointed out, the people that control the mass media, they want us to believe that most of the people look at this as something healthy, it's something normal. It is not healthy. It is not normal. It is the abomination of abominations, and these people are going to suffer in hell. I don't want them to go to hell. If I could see Bruce Jenner, I would tell him, it's too late to save your biological body because you've probably already mutilated it beyond compare, but you need to hit your knees. You need to ask God for forgiveness. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because what has happened to you, God has turned you over to your reprobate spirit. Like I was talking about before I came on in the air earlier, it's in the Bible. It talks all about it. I believe it's in Romans, like the second chapter of Romans, I believe. But you can find it. It's not hard to find. It talks about Romans, St. Paul is talking about how people they refused to worship the Creator. Even the pagan, even the heathen on an abandoned island somewhere can look at the great creation that God has made. He knows in his heart that there is a God. God has put
I'm going to come back to this.
I'll wrap this up in about a minute.
I was going to say it'd be a lot easier to write that prescription, return to God, if so many of our churches haven't turned to political correctness themselves.
That's right.
And we got that. We're going to tie that in together.
When we come back. We're going to
tie
scorch
it all in together.
We're going to scorch the churches too.
I feel like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I'm going back to church tomorrow, but I'm loaded for bear. My grandson's going.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about it.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There seems to be a problem here. I'm channel surfing on the telly, searching for the real news, but blimey, the American cable networks all seem to be reporting the same news. That's when I stumbled upon DailyKen.com. DailyKen.com sniffs out the news stories the others overlook. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. Rather, DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com adds commentary, insights, and sometimes a touch of humor. Well, there you have it. DailyKen.com. No more cable news networks for me.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so Eddie's going hard and heavy infusing Christian doctrine in Scripture into this hour, which we're fine with.
I'm going to tell you what causes homosexualism.
Real quick. Listen, as I say so often, this is a political show. But we're all Christians, so it's impossible,
right.
And we're not going to hide our candle under a bushel.
No, we're not.
The people who host this show are Bible-believing Christians, and so you know that sometimes drifts into the conversation, and we don't shy away from that. But here's the thing. I feel like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde sometimes. If anybody on the outside bashes Christianity, then I take serious offense on a personal level to that. But at the same time,
clear.
I will go into some of these churches and I will be thinking to myself, God Almighty, what is the matter with these people?
Let me make this perfectly clear.
Because there is something a matter. They have been eaten up with this political correctness in a lot of these big churches. And all right, take it from there, Eddie, and I'll circle back.
Listen, I'm telling you flat out, people. I'm telling you flat out. Now, this isn't James talking, this isn't Sam, but I know Sam will agree with me. If you're not a Christian, we don't need you. Because I'm going to tell you what. God has never, ever, ever worked through a majority. He's always worked through a minority. Me and Sam talked about this on the way back from Missouri. God has always worked. God sometimes, in fact, I quote Sam. Sam said, hey, y'all, most of y'all go home.
We don't need you. No, here's the thing.
All right, listen. Go to Romans, people. I want you to get your Bible out. I want you to go to 1 Romans. This won't take me a minute. The first chapter of Romans tells you where the homosexuals came from. You go to Romans from first chapter of Romans. Just read the whole term of Romans, specifically from 18 to about 25. God says, and I'll paraphrase it because I don't have time to read the whole thing, but because the people refuse to worship God, they refuse to worship the Creator. Instead, they worship the creation, and they change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, and change the truth of God into a lie, and worship, and they burned in their lust. The men burned in their lust for other men. The women burned in their hearts for other women. He gave themselves up to their reprobate spirit because they refused to worship Him. That's where it came from. And I tell you what, if we don't get God with us in our endeavors here, we are lost. I don't care if we have 99% of the people. If we have 99% of the people, if you're not Christian, I don't want you, stinking self. You've got to be on board with Christianity. You've got to love Christ or we're not going to survive. I don't care what you do. You cannot succeed in this world without accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior.
All right. That's Pappy.
That's so much for the
I disagree
sermon.
With Pappy.
You can't go against God.
No, I'm not going against Him. But here's
I know
the
you're not.
Here's the thing. Am I a Christian? Yes. Do I prefer that all people be? Of course, because I believe that to be the truth, and that's what I am. I want everybody to be as close to me as they can be because, you know, I believe that's the way life should be lived because that's the way I live life. But here's the thing. Are there great people doing great things for our race that do not subscribe to our faith? Absolutely. They cannot be discounted. I can name a lot of them who are regular guests on this show, and they are doing more for our people than any number who go to Bellevue Baptist Church on Sunday morning. So here's the thing.
Say they're Christians.
That say they're Christians. That's absolutely right. So do I prefer that people share my faith? Of course. Of course I do. But are there people out there that I would rather be in the trenches with than so-called Christians who are out there actively fighting against our people and actually doing damage to the faith that they claim to represent? Of course. And so this is it. You know, this is where Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde comes in. I appreciate those who support this program, who have contributed financially to our show, who do not share our faith. I will never hide my candle under a bushel. I will never run from Christianity. I am a Christian. I advise it to people. I wish everybody would come over to it. But if you contribute to this program, you support our work politically. This is a political talk show first. You know, there's a lot of Christian shows. You know, this is a political talk show first. You subscribe to our politics. I'm with you. I appreciate you regardless of your faith. And again, there's a lot of people who claim to be Christians who are doing everything they can to see the ruin of Christendom.
Claim.
And so, well, I mean, they may be. I mean, you know, we're talking about salvational issues versus non-salvational issues. You know, if they've called on Jesus to be saved and they believe that the white race is evil, I mean, are they Christians? I mean, you'd have to say in some...
Sam will tell you, and I can guarantee you, I can quote Sam. Sam will tell you, him being a Mormon, you shall know them by their fruits, by their works. But anyway, yeah.
All right, anyway, but what I'm saying is, you know, I have a preference, but, you know, I'm certainly not going... I do disagree with you on that. I'm not going to discount the people who do not share our faith, who support our politics, because it's going to take all of it working together.
But here's the thing, though, son.
But here's the thing...
If God is not on our side, if we do not honor God in everything we do, if we do not honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we will not survive. We will not make it. We're struggling right now for money to stay on the show. We have these people that say they're not Christians that are contributing to the show, but are we swimming in money? No, we're not. We're barely struggling. We're barely able to stay on the air. How long we're going to be on the air, I do not know. That's going to be at the end of the hour. But we will respectfully disagree to agree, whatever.
Well, I see what you're saying.
No, I know what Sam. I know what James is saying. I guess I'm more fiery about that, maybe. Maybe I'm a little more fiery. I don't know.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I'm just saying there are people who are doing great work for our movement who don't share our faith, and there are a lot of people who claim to share our faith who are doing everything they can to drive us under a bus. And I'll tell you this, the pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church, which is the biggest Southern Baptist church in the country, it's right here in Memphis, you know, he said in his sermon a couple of weeks ago, which you can find on their website, that if Christians don't wake up, now this is what I'm talking about here, now pay attention, everybody. If Christians don't wake up, he said, ISIS is going to come over here and start crucifying us on crosses. Now, when you say something like that, and you're that disconnected from reality, now, this is a Bible-believing church.
Let me say this.
They don't agree with abortion. All right? They're right on abortion. They're right on homosexuality. They're right on some things, but they're eaten up with mission trips to everywhere but European countries. They're eaten up with all of this mixing and the sullying of God's natural order. You know, they are right on a lot of the things with the culture war, though. But the one thing they'll never mention is the Jewish involvement in that. They are completely leading us astray politically, you know, but they're a Southern Baptist Christian church.
Something.
So, you know, again, the Jekyll and Hyde in the play.
Got to chime in. Me and Sam covered this very thing, and you were in there too, coming back from Missouri. In fact, I know Sam remembers
this. This is a guy with a PhD, though, to claim that ISIS is going to come over
Correct.
Here and sacrifice Christians on
That's
crosses.
Because God
this
has
is madness.
Them.
God
this
is madness.
Blinded. Go back to Romans 1. That's why God has blinded them in their reprobate spirit. He has blinded them. God uses the simple to confound the wise. God uses the weak to confound the strong. So me and Sam talked about this very thing. I said, Sam, let me ask you this, son. You know the Bible. God says, Jesus told the people, in the end days, you will come to me and you will say, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. We prophesize in your name. Jesus said, I will say, I know you not, sir. Well, me and Sam was talking about that. So, you know, these people, like James just mentioned, Bellevue Baptist, his church, my church, these people are blinded. They preach. They go out here and preach one thing, but they do another.
Well, now you know. Again, my pastor who comes on this show is rock solid.
So oh yeah, your pastor.
Church, but you know, you're talking about Bellevue and then your church with
Macon
Road.
James riled up.
Well, I'm dropping the napalm. I mean, this is the thing. You know, we talk about freedom of speech. Even the hosts of the political cesspool can disagree with one another and even disagree with one another
on the
air. You know, but this is the mark of a man to disagree with one another and still call each other
right,
brothers
son.
And fight together.
As long as you agree with me in the end.
Right. As long as I agree with Eddie after we're done.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. But even the elect shall be confused, shall be, you know, you, even the elect. And I consider.
Do you think ISIS is going to come? All right, who's the bigger threat?
Is
ISIS going to come over here and sacrifice you on a cross? Or do you have a bigger threat out of the people who own the media?
I guarantee you, I
bigger
promise
threat to
you.
Christianity, those who own the media that these churches worship, or, and I say this as a Christian, that these churches worship, or ISIS.
These people that are putting, like the pastor of Bellevue Baptist, or the biggest idiots. I told my pastor I go to church, and I'll be going back tomorrow for the first time since February because I've really been peeved. I mean, I've really been hot for things like this. But I told my pastor, who's a Southern Baptist, I love you, brother. I love everybody in our church, but God never made a stupider creature than a Southern Baptist.
So this
you're
is
so
it.
Ignorant. Mean, you're too ignorant to even eat dirt. You know, I'm telling you what. We're going to have a full series on the history of false flags, the history of the Western intelligence, of the British and American intelligence, nation building, overthrowing Democratic republics, elections, free elections, people that are elected. Mossadegh, for instance, in 1951 in Iran, he was elected in free elections and put up into office, and the people loved him. And the American and British intelligence came along and got him kicked out. We're going to cover this, but we're going to cover soon ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Mujahideen. We're going to cover all that. Simply speaking, here's your question, James. The American intelligence has been behind the creation of the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and now ISIS. They are all one and the same. They were created by Western intelligence in Black Ops, CIA, MI6, and they're, guess what, people? They're coming to America. They're in America now. We're going to cover this when we come back from the break.
One more segment tonight. Stay tuned.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
song. Frankie Valli is singing there, ladies and gentlemen. We are begging that you donate to our second quarter fundraising drive. Help the political cesspool stay on the air. As I said earlier in the program tonight, there will be a day when the political cesspool is no more. I pray that that day is long after the victory has been secured and not before. And that all, of course, is in your good hands, ladies and gentlemen. Donate tonight, thepoliticalcesspool.org. $100 or more gets you Kevin MacDonald's book, Understanding Jewish Influence, which takes a look at Jewish power and influence from the lens of evolutionary psychology. I had a meeting of the minds with Eddie during the commercial break, and I shared with him the name of a guest who we both respect, who has been coming on this show. We won't mention his name.
It's my name.
No. But a guest who has been coming on this show since day one, who is not a Christian, who we both respect, who we both agree we would go to battle with.
And I baptized James on this commercial break. He agrees with Pappy now.
That we would go to battle with over most Southern Baptist preachers any day of the week. But the point is this. Do we pray for him? Do we hope that he finds Christ? Do we hope that he finds Christ's salvation? Yes. But do we respect him irregardless? Absolutely. And that's the thing. So, you know, this guy at Bellevue who praises diversity and multiculturalism and worships Israel and, you know, says ISIS is going to crucify Christians and they're our biggest threat and not the Zionists who control our media. You know, he probably has called, you know, nobody knows except for the individual who's a Christian and who's not. Only God and you know for sure.
I know for sure.
But now here's the thing. This guy probably called on Christ to save him. He's probably a Christian. But he's washed up politically. So this is the Jekyll and Hyde thing. You know, who is your allegiance to? Those who fight for our people politically, those who fight for our faith. You know, it's nice when the two intersect, and there are certainly some people who share our faith that are with us racially. But, you know, again, that's why I have a Jekyll and Hyde existence with, you know, I don't like any other people bashing my faith.
No, but
at the same time, I will bash it with impunity because there's a lot of problems with the people who claim to be Christians today when it comes to politics. And this is a political show. So anyway, Eddie and I had a little meeting of the mind there, but it's good that we can disagree on air. It's good that we can have these conversations because that's the mark of real men and that's the mark of real radio. But we were talking, Eddie, you know, what we came in here to talk about tonight is, you know, we didn't cover one thing during this hour that we had intended to cover during Eddie's hour. Except for the fact that you and Keith went out to eat this week. We're going to talk about that for about 2 minutes.
Well, listen, we're going to cover right now. This is going to be rapid fire.
But you want to talk about the Duggars.
We're going to talk about the Duggars.
We haven't covered that. You know, amazingly, what a big story, this Duggar scandal. We have not covered this, talked about this at all on the radio.
But quickly, we're going to do this, and we're going to cover everything right now.
You go.
I'm looking at a Soldier of Fortune magazine. It says, what an idiot statement. Western lone wolf jihadists and freedom fighters. I'm telling you flat out right now, people, that all these so-called jihadists have been created by Western intelligence, going all the way back before World War I. They've all been created by Western intelligence. We're going to cover that all in the future. But just know that. Don't fall with this crap about ISIS is going to get us because ISIS is the CIA and MI6.
Even if ISIS really was, even if ISIS really didn't want us, how would they get over here?
That's right. And they're going to get slaughtered. So we're going to cover that all coming up in a series. But now let's get to the Duggars, folks. Let's get to the Duggars. That's right. That's right. Sam is right. The robots are going to break. The bots. And by the way, it's Bubba Hyde, not Dr. Jekyll. It's like Bubba Hyde, but Bubba Hyde's lead. Anyway, it's a private joke. But here about the Duggars. The Duggars, I saw in the interview, the two girls that supposedly were fondled, they didn't even know about it until their parents told them. So there was no harm. There was no harm done. The media is coming down with the seventh level of hell on the Duggars. Meanwhile, people, they don't utter a peep about the mass pedophilia, the mass sexual perversion, and the drug running, and the white human slavery going on in Washington, D.C. We have covered this very topic. I know you're probably sick of hearing us talk about Inspector Jim Rothstein and Senator John DeCamp talking about this very thing, about actual, you know, sacrificing people to the Satan right in Washington, D.C. You can go back and listen to the archives, and we've had Senator John DeCamp on several shows. We've had Inspector Rothstein on several more times. We'll probably bring Inspector Rothstein back on around Halloween.
The fact of the matter is, Detective
Jim
Rothstein.
They never talk about that. And we're talking about rape. We're talking about drug dealing. We're talking about white slavery. In Washington, D.C., according to Rothstein,
This was a detective, a former retired detective with the New York Police Department. He did his research, and he was on this show.
He's been on the federal task force.
Within the last few months, and said that based upon his research and his investigation, X percentage of those in elective office in Washington are engaged in some sort of
perverted sex crap.
Perverted sex. And so, and here's the thing about the Duggars. Okay, so listen, I'll take a slightly different stance from you. If he did it, and undoubtedly he did something because he admitted to it and he resigned.
It doesn't matter when he did it.
All right, all that's true legally speaking. But all right, so let's just say one Duggar out of the 19 of them turned out to be a bad egg. That's not to say that that is not a model Christian family by all accounts that we can see. And here's the thing. So the media jumps on them for having one kid step out of line.
That's right.
And one kid steps out of line, and they jump on them as if they're the moral pariahs. But at the same time, they're promoting the Kardashians as the family that we should all be trying to be like. Bruce Jenner is the man that all heroes should aspire to be. Bruce Jenner is a hero. He's courageous. The Duggars are evil. They had one kid do something wrong. They're evil. They're beyond redemption. But but Bruce Jenner and the Kardashians, now that's who we need to be like.
And name me if you can. One person in Washington, D.C. that's a congressman or a senator that even claims to be Christian. Not one single one there, because if they did, they knew they would be barbecued. They would be crucified at the cross of media. But yet they're the scum of the earth. I mean, in my own congressman, and I will say, is the scum of the earth.
Your own congressman said you were the scum of the earth.
Yeah,
he said you're reprehensible.
I say he's the scum of the earth. Washington, D.C., and I know some people disagree with me. My own pastor disagreed with me, but if God does not punish Washington, D.C., he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Here's the thing about Sodom and
Gomorrah.
People
are jumping on the Duggars for what? For nothing. Because a 15-year-old supposedly touched his sisters. They don't even know anything about it. I saw on YouTube. They said they didn't even know
he did it. Look, if he did it, he needs to be dealt with. And apparently,
they dealt with it.
All right.
Parents dealt with him in a family situation.
I was going to say
like
something. Now I forgot what it was, but it was something good. I can tell you that.
They dealt with it in the family like it should be. The state does not. The satanic state, the pedophilic, drug dealing, slave dealing state does not need to be dragged in onto a Christian family. That's what they want. They want to come in here.
I just love how they're passing judgment on the Duggars when they promote every type of perversion under the sun as if it were behavior that all of our sons and daughters should aspire to engage in. And then this, I mean, okay, so he did something wrong. Everything you stand for is wrong every day, every time.
Even King David himself, a man in Scripture says, was a man after God's own heart. Even King David himself sinned. He sinned with Bathsheba. He hit a child out of wedlock. He went back. He did the right thing. He went back and he confessed his sin in his heart. He knew he sinned. He went to God and he said, "Oh God, please return my." He didn't ask to, for anything wonderful. He just said, "God, please restore my joy. I have no joy anymore. I've sinned against you." The Duggars, I'm sure, have done that. I mean, but you'll not see any asking for forgiveness in Washington, D.C., because I'm telling you what, for Washington, D.C., I spit on you, Washington, D.C. I spit on you, congressmen and you senators there. You do not represent me. You do not represent James or Sam or anybody anybody with any morals, even if you're not a Christian. Even some pagans have a code of honor. You have no code of honor there, and yet you're persecuting people that do have a code of honor. You're persecuting good Christians, and I literally spit on you. I just despise you.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller, I tell you, his vein, his carotid artery is about to explode on the air.
Mass insanity, man. It's just mass insanity from hell. That's what it is.
Eddie, if you died on the radio, our ratings would probably I mean, they're pretty high, but we could probably
bring I'm serious, guys. Like I told James the other day, I've told him several times. I said, James, I don't know if I can cope anymore. I mean, I'm getting so sick of
you can cope, because I tell you, as long as the political cesspool's on the air, you've got a voice of reason in a degenerate age. Ladies and gentlemen, support our work. We'll be back with you next Saturday night. ThePoliticalCesspool.org if you want. It's over. ThePoliticalCesspool.org.
I want to rant some more.
If you want to donate, go to our website. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you, everybody. We love you.
Be on my side.